It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Gary Richard Arnold here, the wizard of understanding geopolitics and the secret orders that run our world. And what's your latest article and invocation today? Because the big story this week has been the death of Agent, I refer to him Agent Epstein. He actually had broken a hyoid bone in his neck, which means he was strangled. There was shrieking in his cell before he apparently died, which they never went and visited properly. The body that came out, I heard a comment yesterday by Jerry Barrett, who apparently saw some video of him taking the body out of the area, and the face did not look like Agent Epstein, so it wouldn't surprise me if they kind of disappeared him. But the person who was autopsied, it's obvious they were strangled, because the hyoid bone's only broken when you're strangled. And the fact is that they didn't have a kind of like these paper bed sheets. They had regular bed sheets so he could hang himself. But there was a previous, apparently, comment by Epstein that he was being attacked. And apparently he had said he was adjusting to prison life. He probably figured he could cop a deal because he's got the goods on so many prominent billionaires, Prince Andrew and many others. And even his co-conspirators are likely to cop a deal by blowing the whistle on other people within the so-called network, because remember, he worked for the Mossad, the Special Activity Division of the CIA and the FBI. He was their agent. People need to get this, don't they? They realize his island, we called Lolita Island, or Child Sacrifice and Prepubertal Sex Island, was for a sexual blackmail of politicians, billionaires, world leaders, and princes. Let's get into this, because I want people to understand that what's going on here is a massive cover-up of the evil that runs our world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, of course, there's no doubt, you talk about Prince Andrew involved in this. You go back to the OSS and Wild Bill Donovan, and the CIA was literally set up by the British. And, of course, you know, the Western, so-called Western Rhodes Empire is run by the Five Eyes. And we see that the Five Eyes, it was Australia, England, and other people that set up the phony facade around Trump in order to take him down. It's still a story that's totally under the control of the major media in the United States, which continues to lie at the total detriment to the population. And it continues, and they're still embedded very deeply, and Trump's got a long way to go to clean out the deadly people around him.
Well, I think the problem is it's not a Trump activity. We need pro-litigant action, which is why I pushed the course on how to win in court. We also need to have direct contact so people can email and write and even send certified letters like John W. Spring directly to President Trump. We're not getting a response. It's like he's got a phalanx of people around him that are blocking information he needs, which will help him do be a better conservative president. He's pushing three things that I think are completely wrong. Recycled toxic water, which is an industrial waste in it, and hydrogen sulfide from fracking in Northern California, for example, that even feeds our so-called organic veggies. He's pushing genetically modified food that alters the biology of animals and plants and makes a monoculture more likely to die under different stresses.
And your 5G, right?
And 5G network, which is toxic to gut bacteria and your mitochondria, and is killing insects and birds literally fall out of the sky when they turn on these 5G towers. Now, you have to understand Trump. He's a business genius, and he's a blue-collar billionaire, and he's a decent guy. I don't believe he's yet a Christian. I think he's a pre-Christian. I think he wants religious freedom. But you don't have true conservatism unless you're fully bought and sold to be a servant and a son of the Most High God. And he's not there yet. If he was, he'd be having weekly Bible studies, and he'd have prayer in the White House where it'd be broadcast with his vice president, who is a Christian. We'd have people like ourselves that are real Christians contributing to him to help him. We don't want to get paid. We don't want celebrity. We just want him to start listening. He's not listening. And if he thinks he knows more than Dr. Deagle about these other aspects I just mentioned, 5G, GMO, and so on, he's delusional. So are all of his advisors around him. They're delusional. So are all of the thousands and tens of thousands and millions of doctors that don't know what the hell they're doing. They're drug salesmen and procedurists. People know that. if you've gone through some bad aspect of dealing with the medical care system in this country or other socialist countries, or even worse, like Canada, where they kill you if it costs too much, you're fully aware that the doctors go into medicine because they want to get celebrity or make a lot of money. And if you go into a subspecialty, you make tons of money, and if you're well-connected to the regulatory authorities, you can be killing people and still getting away with it. I saw it with Dr. Michael Janssen when I did an IME in 2000. He threatened to get my license pulled for doing an IME on a case that he screwed up and put screws to the patient's nerve roots. Dr. Michael Janssen. And if you Google my name, you'll see lots of crap about me. That I killed patients, I did this and that. It was all invented because they wanted to destroy my reputation. So my positive statements about medical legal cases, which I still do now, wouldn't be taken seriously. Well, guess what? I still get medical legal cases. Last one I had closed last year up in Orange County, they didn't even attempt to video depo me or have me fly there to actually be depositioned directly because they knew the case is over. But the problem is, you see, you have to understand the legal system and the political system and the medical system and the drug system and the food application system for the FDA, the fatal drugs allowed people, is so corrupt. They don't know how to do right, do they? You know, it says in the Bible, they know not how to do right. Well, guess what? America is completely screwed up, and it's because the citizenry are not a pro se litigant force to force the politicians and government to do the right thing.
You know, we're all vulnerable to the various pressures, but when we look at the Rockefeller family's longstanding control of the Medical Association and the American Psychiatric Association, and their shuffling the cards where every third card is a member of the CIA or the English. Hell, they bought out Tavistock after they were studying people that were war-weary and shell-shocked in 1934, and they called it, they renamed it the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations.
Right.
So they're there already before the doctors, good-meaning, well-meaning people, start off. But by the time their mind is reworked, going through what there was a Belgium author that wrote In Search of the Bluebird or something like that, The Bluebird of Happiness or Bluebird of Heaven. And that's why they named one of their programs Operation Bluebird, because they want to get into the people's minds, reset the minds so that they become docile and obedient to the controls that they put in. So these doctors or psychiatrists, and look at any of the university around today, and nobody's coming out there without having the furniture rearranged in their mind. It's
right.
People, just us sitting at home. I mean, between the newspapers and the TV, I mean, it's really hard to keep your thoughts above all of these influences.
I see how I have the solution to it, though. If we had 10,000 people that are Americans or people in other countries that would file and take this to how to win in court, and file privately litigant actions in Canada, Britain, America, against their political pundits on TV or radio, against their politicians, against the corporations that are giving them toxic food and vaccines and so on, and against their politicians, including filing suits even against people that we so-called like, to at least listen to us. Because when they get to court, we're not necessarily trying to get monetary action. We want to get dialogue and science and an acceptance of the fact of the law. For example, we've got a Second Amendment right, but the flag laws they're going to push right now are very likely to take away in various districts in this country. They already have. If you apply to get a gun here in California, if you've had any kind of previous brush with the, let's say, taking drugs for Ritalin or an antidepressant or come back depressed from a Gulf War, you can't get a gun. These are already existent. Now, these flag laws, if they get worse, and again, Trump is not being properly advised. He's trying to convince the NRA, and the NRA aren't stupid. I belong to both the NRA and the Gun Owners of America. The GOA is just about done with Trump. If he pushes flag laws, and so what they need is not flag laws, but a red box law, I call it, where they have boxes in the schools and public places and online, where you can notify people that you think are dangerous, and document it, and be willing to come to court and swear a witness a statement to it. And then they can investigate, and if a person's crazy, they need to grab them. It's not a gun law, it's a mental health problem. It's toxic foods, it's vaccines that are destroying the blood-brain barrier of young men. It's primarily young men. It's lack of parenting, their fatherless homes. It's violent video games, which need to be pulled from the marketplace. It's violent movies like The Hunt that almost launched this fall. we know what the problem is, but they don't want to formulate that because the masters of chaos, both on the left and on the right, don't want the solution, do they?
No, but I think the answer is not centralizing our information.
No, I'm not talking about centralizing. I'm talking about decentralizing. So, for example, this girlfriend of this guy in Dayton knew that he had a rape list and a kill list. If she simply had a red box to drop a comment in, the school would have called the school psychologist, and they would have hauled this kid into the room to talk to her for half an hour. And if it looked like it was crazy, they would have called the EMTs and the police to come down and put him in a posy jacket and haul him off for a 48-hour evaluation. Then they would have scoured his home for anything sharper than a pencil and removed it. Machetes, guns, pitchforks. I remember I saw in the judge the other day where how a person was attacked by a pitchfork in California. What did they want to do? Did they have a control law so you can't buy pitchforks? I mean, honestly, farm implements? Crazy,
well,
isn't it?
Because a pitchfork, you're familiar with Solzhenitsyn's quote, right? If we had only met them with pitchforks, you know, when they knocked on our door, he didn't think that, you know, the secret police, you know, that they'd be that enthusiastic about completing, you know, the mass murder that was done in the Soviet Union.
Right.
You're exactly right. But what I meant by not centralizing is I think everybody, the listeners here today, can start with their computer and a piece of papers and an accordion file and start looking, become sociologists and experts in their own community. Find out
right.
who runs their newspapers, who's running the churches. Do they belong to the purpose-driven churches organization or one
right.
of Al-Salalinsky's industrial area groups, and what kind of independence they have. You can find the funding, you can find the information, you can find the control, you can find the connections. We need to understand what's happening in our own community and not depend on Trump, who, God knows, I don't know how he has an extra minute in the day,
right.
and how he stayed alive as long as he can. We have a responsibility, and the listeners have a responsibility to pick up a number of the books and information that you have available, keep themselves healthy with the information you've got, and to create their own working operation if it's only two or three people, because you'll have a massive amount of influence. Again, one little candle that Shakespeare,
well,
the play that the globalists hate the most is The Merchant of Venice. And
yeah,
I mean, one little candle gives out its beams, and we can do that. We need to start doing that.
Let me do a parallel analogy. We're not trying to change minds. We're trying to change worldviews. And we do that by not giving people information that conflicts with what they believe, because they're just going to say, I don't believe what you say. I believe what I say. You know, and they think they've been at it maybe for 20 years, or they got friends that believe the same things in the Democratic Party. What we want people to do is ask better questions. To give you an example, if I'm with a socialist, the first thing I'm going to ask is, I say, now, can you point out examples where socialism has reduced poverty, brought up the exceptionalism of people who do have exceptional talents, either in sports or fitness or inventions or whatever, and do you see where it's actually expanded in economies so that no one goes without want or is not terminated because they're too expensive for the state to take care of? They don't have an answer. Then you ask them the next question. You say, how many people have died due to socialism and communism in the 20th century? Well, it's all over 100 million. How many people, I don't like the term capitalism. I like to call it exceptionalism.
No, because it's capitalism. Everybody uses capital, whether it's a communist or a fascist. Capitalism is a phony term. It's one designed to defeat your argument from the very beginning. There
right,
is no such thing as capitalism. There is
right.
only capital.
Right. Here, let me explain. What I would call it is exceptionalism. The thing that sets America apart even from Canada, for example, if I tried to do what I do as I'm retired in Canada, I would probably be shot down. I don't have or want a license in a particular state. In fact, most of the people I help are outside the U.S. state of California or in other countries around the world. So how are they going to certify me that I'm competent? Well, they can't. And they shouldn't. And they don't have the capacity to even know what I know. When I sat before the medical board in Colorado or anywhere else, I had people that were completely ignorant of the area of specialties in occupational medicine, pain mapping, or toxicology I knew. They didn't know anything. How can they rule over me when they don't even know my specialty? It's obscene.
You're right. You're right about Canada.
Exactly.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
welcome back. Gary, we've been doing shows for, how many years have we been doing shows together? It must be like 4 or 5 years at least, right?
It doesn't seem that long.
It's a long time.
Time flies.
Time flies. Anyway, I'm going to raise an issue that I find people a little shocked when I'm on CRN Talk Radio, which is now got 8 channels. We are one of many shows now. But God is giving me both natural and supernatural abilities that are superhuman. And I know the answer to every question you ask, whether it's 10 to 15% of the time, but God will give me inspiration and lead me with the intellectual and the spiritual gifts he's given me to give me the answer to any problem on earth, health, geopolitical. In fact, I'm writing up articles on every major illness that suffers the population of earth, including aging, and giving my current theories. In fact, I'm writing and advising the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, toxicology. I raised the question, for example, that I saw in the news today on Drudge, that the skyscrapers have shaken so badly they gave people vertigo in Los Angeles. Now, I raise this issue because people will say, well, who are you and what are you, Deagle? Okay, well, a lot of people will think, if they Google my name, they're going to hear lots of garbage. A lot of it created by people who want to destroy my reputation because they don't want me to tell you the truth to raise issues. For example, about Schriever Air Force Base or say about Dr. Michael Janssen, who actually has threatened to have the board pull my license for doing an IME on a case he screwed up and put screws through the patient's nerve roots. So you have to understand, when you hear garbage out there that says, Dr. Deagle, kill patients, Dr. Deagle this, Dr. Deagle that.
I think people need to bypass that. All that does is credentials. They need to analyze and look at what you're saying and think for themselves, period.
That goes
across the board.
Okay, well, it's not just what I tell people to do, and I tell them not to look for answers. I ask them to use their spiritual gifts and their inquisitiveness to ask better questions. It's whether you're solving a medical problem like heart disease or cancer or solving a geopolitical problem. For example, there is a university doing research on the telluric currents here in California across fault zones. And they're kind of like on the early edge of the problem solution, but I have the full solution to the earthquake problem here and around the world. Okay, and I'm going to lay it out for you. And people say, well, how do you know this, Dr. Deagle? I said, because if I pray on any issue, like my ancestor Moshe, God will need to speak to me in dreams, visions, or intuition, and sometimes even audibly speak to me. I had somebody last week on YouTube say, you mean God talks to you? Yeah. And I'm not nuts. God has somebody like me come on the scene because it's the end of the age for America and for the world and for the human race. When we talk about transgenic half-human, half-monkeys and mice, we talk about GMO foods, the launch of 5G network, 20,000 satellites with 6 corporations around the world in Earth orbit, so even the Atacama Plain of South America is covered. When you look at the danger of the proliferation of nuclear weapons and EMP weapons or hacking into the power grid and your air traffic controllers and your sewage treatment plants by people like even in their basement in Bulgaria or the Chinese Tianjin Blue Army with 250,000 hackers, you realize it's the end of the road. The human race is done, okay? And without the intervention of God through people like me to give you at least a warning, he's going to do the thing, not Deagle. God is going to intervene. But he's given me knowledge, and I'll tell you how you can stop earthquakes. Every fault zone has a harmonic resonant frequency, just like a wind chime. They have a specific frequency that they ring at. And in fact, when we weaponize space, and I know this because God literally opened up the door, so I took care of employees with above top secret clearance to take care of employees at U.S. Space Command, Missile Defense, and et cetera, et cetera. Tons of stuff. I mean, people, if they knew exactly what I know, their brain would pop. Or if they weren't saved, they'd commit suicide, to be honest with you. Okay? Now, I'm saved, and thank God I serve the Most High God and not the dark side, because if I did serve the dark side, the whole human race would be in grave fear. But I am a saved Christian who has screwed up, and God has saved me and brought my ugly carcass, as he said when he sent me back at 8.5. He'd shake my ugly carcass and make me a son again, which he did. And I have a relationship with God. Being a real Christian is not easy. It's not going to church and doing good things and putting money in the till so you save, you know, put some rooms for the homeless or painting fences. It's living every moment of your life for God. And that's not easy, believe me, because we're constantly trying to do our own will and sinning. Now, the solution, and God gave me this years ago after I prayed and prayed and prayed about earthquakes, because I live in California too, and we're about 95 miles from an earthquake. We had one April of 2017. It was pretty significant here in Vista. Now, we're 95 miles from an earthquake fault zone. But I was sitting in my study at the time around 11:15 at night, And it shook so bad, and we're on a concrete pad, about 7,000 square feet concrete pad. Our house is 5,000 square feet. It's big. It's all one level. And it's super heavy construction. The guy that built it was amazing how he built it with redwood beams in the ceilings in her bedroom and her living room and so on. And it shook like I was on top of a bowl of Jell-O. It was freaking crazy how scary it was. So I asked God, what is the cause of earthquakes? And simple. The energy is locked in the rocks, either horizontally or vertical upthrust, like a meter in Los Angeles. And when the resonant fields hit what's called a resonant peak, they build up in the rocks over periods of days, weeks, months, or centuries. And then eventually it reaches what's called a mu resistance range, where the resistance of the rock phases, because the harmonic resonance has reached the peak where the mu, or resistance between the rock phases, drops to zero, and they slide. They might slide if they have 12 feet of recoil in the rock in Los Angeles, 6 inches. 6 inches will destroy every building in L.A. They actually have more than a meter of vertical upthrust, too. It really causes havoc there. The real simple solution is you put in a resonance generator to pick up that frequency and cause microquakes, 1,000 microquakes a day, and you don't have a megaquake every century or two that'll destroy a nation or destroy a city. It's that simple. You put in a harmonic resonance generator, and you can generate it from at the ground level, or you can even generate it from space using the satellites and torsion field imaging, because we put nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, because we weaponized Earth. Earth is now turned into a weapon by these maniacs. And by the way, the people who did it first was not Russia or China, it's America. The people who did it first to build the Promise Software Virtual World Project, which is the artificially intelligent super being that we call the Beast. Its primary node resides at Shreve Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado. I took care of the employees. I know everything about AI. I did research in artificial intelligence 50 years ago. That's why 42 years ago they tried to recruit me at UCLA. Some people say, who are you, Dr. Deagle? I'm a witness and a son and a prophet and apostle of the Most High God here to give you the final word so you can ask better questions. Don't ask for answers. Don't even believe what I say until you go and pray on it, sleep on it, research on it, and then here are the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul to tell you yes or no. Is Deagle nuts or is he telling the truth? But I have the solution to every problem on Earth, whether it's borders, super pathogens, plagues, the collapse of the ozone layer in the magnetosphere of the Earth and the Schumann resonance field. I know the answer to everything, not some things. And people say, that's not possible, Deagle. You don't exist. You can't exist. I do. And I don't have a permanent timeline. Even if I bring long life to other human beings on this planet, I'm not here permanently. There's been 4 times in my lifetime that I've already been since resurrected. And God was there for me, giving me technology to help other people so they wouldn't die of heart failure or cancer or other problems. So he's let me go through living hell right from the moment of my day of delivery, which is what I call my DOA day, so I could literally suffer through it just like the ancient prophets and actually profit you who might listen to the truth. We have an apostate church, and every religious group and every political system on earth is apostate and self-serving. Every corporation is self-serving, and even these corporations are literally the living dead. They call them beings. How do they call a corporation a living being? They do. And how do they dismantle the American Republic in 1933 and then reinstitute every year a system of political chicanery to reinstitute martial law since we went bankrupt in 1933? They try to suspend the Constitution, so it's in your heart. But even the lawyers and the judges and so on, they're lying to us when they tell us we still have a constitutional republic. We don't. We do in our hearts and our minds, but we don't, in fact, in reality, do we?
No. In fact, I don't know if there's people out there, too, that want to alter things. There's been times when, you know, multiple times, more than a half a dozen, where we've moved tens of thousands of paperback books with, you know, deliberate information flooding communities, altering elections, not always in our course, but it unsaddled
the problem,
globalists themselves.
Here's a problem, Gary, with that, because you're a politician, and you've probably seen the frustration of the political system. Politics to me is dead. I mean, we've got one of the best-intentioned persons, even if he's a pre-Christian. This guy, Donald Trump, is probably the best-intentioned, patriotic American we've had as a president ever. He may not be fully a Christian yet, but he's pretty dang close. I guarantee if somebody prays with this man for 2 hours, and he turns himself over 100% over to the Most High God and starts doing what God wants, not what Trump wants, or so.
Yeah. still connected here? It's got a blank here. Testing 1, 2. The hearing's gone here. Clicked.
In this country, but every country, read back to King David, who repented of killing Uriah and to get his wife, Bathsheba. That's how crazy things are. I don't know if we lost our connection, but I don't think Gary can
connect. I hear you
me.
Now.
Yeah,
I hear you. You can hear me.
we hear you back. Okay. So okay. What I want to say is I think we need to pray for President Trump. We also need to consult with him. I want to get half an hour a week with President Trump and my colleagues like yourself, Gary, and people like John W. Spring, a whistleblower, and people like Ken Klein, whose family survived the Holocaust. I'm so pleased that Israel had the guts to actually block Ilhan Omar and Talib, who are an obscenity. And the way that they've criticized Israel. Now, Israel's not perfect. It's apostate. It's led by Khazars. And I'm actually going to bring on an expert talking about Khazars, because the state of Israel is run primarily by people from the South Caucasus that convert to Islam, to become Jews 9 centuries ago under King Balaam. They are the land of Gog and Magog. Go to Ezekiel 38 and 39. I am against you, O chief prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh of Gog and Magog. It says where they're from. The state of Israel right now is led by apostates. They're led by people that have absorbed 1,300 years of Babylonian Druidic worship, of the same as the Jebusites, Hivites, and other ites, which was not much different from the original religion of the Khazars in the South Caucasus Mountains. That's why they became Jews. People don't want to hear this. They can't say, oh, you're anti-Semitic, Deagle. I'm a Semite. I'm a blood descendant of Moses. I'm a Maronite Christian on my mother's side. I have Jewish background. So you cannot say those things about Dr. Deagle. I want Israel and I want America to repent. I don't see repentance. Even among Trump. Trump's a great guy. But without our assistance, and by the way, just pushing for elections is useless. Just getting out books is useless unless you get pro se litigant action to sue the media and de-license them like CNN and MSNBC, to make sure Costa never gets to go to the White House again and ask questions, to make sure the people that are doing a coup, like even Mr. Bezos, who owns Washington Post, will perp walk into an orange jumpsuit and go to prison. We have a situation right now that's so obscene, they're still pushing for impeachment. This guy Nadler should be inside a jail cell with no yard time. What the heck is going on here? Why do we tolerate this? And then we tolerate violent video games in the movie that's going to kill deplorables that we had to push so hard to get them to finally shut it down from Universal Studios. Wow. No wonder America's under judgment. We're begging for annihilation of America, aren't we?
Yeah. No, the open crimes are not being prosecuted at all. But, I wouldn't totally dismiss that there aren't people that are repenting. Yeah, you know, there's no way.
No, there's some, but, repentance requires.
The control of the news media is so overwhelming.
Yeah, but Gary, repentance requires 3 things, okay? Let me explain this, okay? Repentance requires a change of heart. It requires a change of worldview. And it requires a change of action. If we're not salt and light, we're useless. And when I do this show, I'm 67 and a half. Do you think I need to do this show or I could do something else? I do this show because I'm concerned about my family. I'm concerned about my fellow Americans. I'm concerned about every nation and every person of every skin color on earth and every nation. My human race, my brothers and sisters. I'm concerned about the biosphere because we are creating an extinction level event. If we let the environmaniacs, for example, carbon capture and do all the things we want to do, we'll not only collapse the population 7 billion down to less than 1 billion, but we'll destroy the biosphere and many other organisms are going to die because of our stupid actions. We can't let that happen. We have jabbering morons that are dangerous like Ilhan Omar and others. And the problem is we have Donald Trump trying to jabber to the other side thinking, yeah, well, we'll talk about the NRA, about better background checks or red flag laws. No. You need mental health laws. You need to stop these violent movies. You need to help these poor kids that are brain damaged and ill. That's what you need.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And we're coming back. So we have Gary Richard Arnold here. Gary, if they go to news-exposé.org, right at the top of your website, which is really cool. I mean, it's a neat website. And by the way, I'm hoping you'll actually have posted up also the subpage with all the interviews we do and the banner ad, which I see up there already. But you want that subpage so people can actually find all the articles and things we discussed, because I don't know anybody on earth that's a better dot connector. I mean, I knew Anthony Hilder, and he was very good at it. But I think you even one up Anthony Hilder in terms of actually documents. One of them is the... At the top banner, it says about, you had about, and then people of interest, institutions, recent home, etc., false flags, documents, videos, and foundations, etc. The people of interest tag is really cool, and I'm going to post that one up especially. And I'd like you to go through some of the people of interest articles you have posted up there. These are truthful and scary as heck about what's going on there. Tell us about some of these people of interest that you mentioned. Some of them we think are good guys like Ronald Reagan, and you show that's not true. And other people like John McInsane, I refer to him, instead of John McCain. I've seen selfie pictures with him and ISIS and Al-Qaeda in 2009 in a town outside Amman, Jordan, getting trained and giving satellite phones and weapons to our so-called enemies, which we, by the way, rescued their leaders when we were finally closing into various towns and cities in Iraq that were being destroyed, or Syria. They were being destroyed by these guys who were being set up to actually do regime change against the Syrian government. People don't know what's going on. You know the old company that used to be called Toys R Us? I've changed the name slightly. I call it Terrorists R Us. And people like John McInsane and people like even Ronnie Reagan years ago, these people supported communist regimes and transfer of technology. They're not the good guys, are they? This is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. No, this is part of the Hegelian network. Actually, the very first person that's listed under individuals of interest includes Mark Levin with a interview with William Bennett. Now, Mark Levin was the chief of staff for Ed Meese, who brought in all of Ronald Reagan's 160-plus members of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission, while Reagan campaigned against Jimmy Carter for having a couple trilateral members.
Right.
It was the interview on Fox News by Mark Levin with Bill Bennett was sponsored by Rupert Murdoch's Fox News. It was
right.
Rupert Murdoch that funded Bilderberger William Kristol, the
right.
son of Irving Kristol, the founder of the neocons, and by the very book, the title.
Right.
You've got them always praising Ronald Reagan, who was right along with the communist that's honored on the courthouse steps in Santa Cruz.
Right.
He was a L.A. Committee for a Far Eastern Policy who supported Mao. His handler was Cord Meyer, founder of the United World Federalist and funded by a Skull and Bone Ford Foundation. GE
wow.
sponsored Ronald Reagan on TV stations and trips across the United States in order to insert him into political office or to prepare him, for national responsibility. Reagan gave a gold medal to Hubert Humphrey, who was a sponsor, a founder of the Americans for Democratic Action, and talked before the Fabian Socialist in England. It goes on. Of course, Ronald Reagan, supported Hubert Humphrey for president. And you can find that link. Ronald Reagan sounds just as sincere as he does to so-called Republicans selling Hubert Humphrey with a hyperlink on my website.
Right.
And it was Mark Levin, chief of staff for Reagan's Attorney General Ed Meese, was a member of the Bohemian Club. And this is where some of all this sick sex and sacrifice of children and crap has been going on forever. Reagan was, of course, connected with he ran the TV news publication that came out weekly. Vicky Morgan was a lady
right.
That I guess he rode on her bare back, and she ended up dead just like Epstein. Yelling, giddy up, yippee-i-yo.
Right.
Ronald Reagan isn't the cowboy that's portrayed in the movies or
right.
by Fox or by all of these Newsmax. Newsmax knows better because they have Michael Reagan employed. They have other people employed that have been part of the Trotsky operation and are still funded by them. But
right.
William Bennett, who Mark Levin, this is recent. This is,
you're talking about Mark Levin of the Levin
anymore.
Report, Levin,
this
Life,
is
Liberty,
Mark
Levine.
Levin interviewing William Bennett. He was
yeah.
part of the Final Solution, which was outcome-based education. So this is the global protocols. You can go back to a magazine by the, I can't think of it, the Christian something or other, and William Bennett said, William Sloan Coffin, told wow. him that he'd be more valuable not to join the globalists outright, but to plant himself inside the Hegelian right. And so,
which is where Life, Liberty, and Levine is on the weekends. His program is there, and he's interviewing all kinds of top people, including educational and otherwise. And
right.
Again,
now,
this is the right side of the, I call this the right leg of the beast.
Planted in the Hegelian left. It's kind of like the, you know, Reagan's spokes lady,
right.
Who sounds very good. But, you know, he's, you know, anyway. Bennett has been, William Bennett's brother, has been an attorney for McCain. And you'll find a separate article on individuals about McCain being part of the process to frame and destroy Donald Trump. But William Bennett's brother, again, was an attorney for McCain, for Clinton, for Weinberger, whose assistant bought the drugs from the Golden Triangle, from Bill Gates. He's
right.
part of the Keating Five, the World Bank scandal, and you can go on and on. But you know, that's one of the samples of one of the individuals that we mention on here is Mark Levin, that's advocating a constitutional convention which would absolutely destroy the country once and for all.
Wow. Now,
but,
people need to start grasping this, because what you do is you're the best dot connector. The other one I really like was our guy that recently died that you were at his funeral. Anthony J. Hilder.
Oh, Anthony Hilder.
Hilder. And he was a great dot connector. I had him on the show up to like almost 15 years ago. And I visited him personally. And the guy was bright and so brave. I mean, he would just tell the truth. And he had such a humorous cadence when he was delivering this stuff, too. He had it like a dark humor when he's delivering it. So that I learned this lesson a long time ago, I think maybe from Anthony, that sometimes people won't believe you unless you make them laugh and cry at the same time.
Oh, he was very important. He was the son of people that worked in Hollywood. He was a protege of Myron Fagan, who cut open Hollywood and bled it with his Red Stars over Hollywood. And Anthony produced a series in which people can still get on a free download and hear Myron Fagan audibly talk about the Illuminati and Hollywood. Nothing has changed except the sophistication and science that they use, and the participation of the Red Chinese. And again, the Red Chinese are us, because that's where George Bush, the first ambassador to Red China, Skull and Bones, went. That's where Winston Lord, Skull and Bones, who Reagan appointed as ambassador. You can go on with this stuff.
Even a lot of the plants were built. For example, the plant in Russia on the Volga River to actually make tanks was first built by Ford Corporation.
Oh,
people
absolutely.
Need to know this. Even the guns that they went to Mao Zedong were built in Virginia. They were built in Virginia and sent to Mao Zedong. He was waiting to get the guns to kill up to 100 million Chinese, which he did.
Gaither Rowan said the purpose of the Ford Foundation is to so alter the U.S. that it could comfortably merge with the Soviet Union. And it is. Our Soviets are called COGS, Councils of Government, and they're in your community today. And if you people don't believe it, look it up. You'll find that your city, your county, belongs to a regional agency that has connections with both the World Bank and the United Nations. That is a Soviet.
Wow.
So,
and by the way, America is run because the original ideas for America was actually not invented in America. It was the Thule Society, which is an occultic society in Germany for hundreds of years that literally channeled transdimensional entities. And people don't know this. They even channeled how to build technology like the SS rocket systems they had and the Society of the Bell to make anti-gravitonic technology for the Foo Fighters that literally I had pilots I took care of back almost 50 years ago at the Banfield Pavilion in Vancouver that flew and tried to chase these things around the airspace in Europe at super Mach speeds and made right-angle turns that would tear your head off.
Well, this William Bennett, who Mark Levin loves and slobbered all over on Fox News within the last 90 days,
right.
According to the New Republic, almost joined the Students for a Democratic Society. Ronald Reagan liked him so much he appointed him to the Department of Education, and William Bill Bennett, who Mark Levin is slobbering all over, hired Wendell Willkie II. Wendell Willkie wrote One World. He's a globalist, just like Reagan and Rockefeller. Mark Levin is an absolute phony, and Hegelian. He talks great. I love some of the stuff he says today. Even Rush Limbaugh is talking anti-global, but don't you dare trust him until they mention CFR, Bilderberger, Trilateral Secret Societies. They're just keeping you treading water, listening to them, so you don't find radio stations like this or the few magazines that get this stuff out. And we all have our faults, but check out The New American. It's worth subscribing to a minimum of a year. There's a lot of groups out there. But then again, you look at the same people.
Yeah, but besides becoming informed, you have to be active. And that's why I keep pushing, and I'm going to have him on weekly if I can, even for a segment, Dr. Fred Graves and How to Win in Court, because you have three boxes. You have the witness box, which means the pro se litigant box to go before a judge and get a legal action. You have the voter box, which, by the way, the political system to me is broken. I mean, we even see it within the so-called Rhino Republicans now, where we have Republicans already backstabbed, including the previous host's head that's now gone and no longer is replaced by Pelosi. And then we have the cartridge box. So you're going to eventually end up with one of these three boxes being active. So if you don't use the witness box, being a pro se litigant action, and you don't use the voting box, you're going to deteriorate to the cartridge box. And, for example, if the Democrats got in and say 2020, 2024, 2028, or 2032 and started seizing guns, or they started using extremely aggressive red flag laws. For example, I had on my show over 2 years ago a lawyer here in California where he's representing more than a quarter million veterans who've had their gun rights taken away. They can't even buy ammo. People need to understand what's going on. Is it's not something new. It didn't even occur even before Trump got elected. We're seeing a global gathering.
This goes way back. The American Political Science Association, it was founded in 1903. And they ended up providing handlers for Humphrey. They supported Cord Meyer, who handled Ronald Reagan. Gene Kirkpatrick and Ronald Reagan both supported Fabian socialist Herbert Humphrey, American of the ADA, or member of the Americans for Democratic Action, the Industrial League for Democracy, which is the Fabian socialist organization in the United States. Gene Kirkpatrick was a director for the Fund for the Republic for years. It was funded by McGeorge Bundy, Skull and Bones, that created the money for that group. And I could go on and on with this stuff, but people to pretend that Ronald Reagan was conservative or believed in a sovereign country is crazy, because you have to look at his action and not be swayed and persuaded and hypnotized and tranced by the enemy.
Yeah, there's all these subsections on your amazing site, news-expose. I'd like to do some video this weekend, if we could, on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, usually after 1 p.m. Pacific. Is that possible, Gary?
We'll try. I keep having...
As long as there's no hammering going on in your building, we can do that. You give me a shout by email or phone, and we'll talk about it. We need to get the truth out. You've got so much information on news-expose. You're the best living dot connector I know on Earth. How's that? In American politics and elsewhere.
Well, thank you.
You're amazing.
Well, locals Pastor, can start themselves.
Pastor Carl Gallup is coming
where
up.
Where groups are funded and where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Learn Next for yourself.
Learn for yourself, and then, as they say, repent, change your worldview, and then take action. Don't just sit there and become informed or think you're going to vote for the right person. You need to take pro-se litigant action, or it's not going to change. It has to change in the witness box, the court.
Which is most important.